Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida Neighborhood.
Hi, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby. And North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know the people in our neighborhood and then also getting to know what kind of events and things they're doing with us and for us. And today, I'm super excited. We get to chat with J-Bone Fettinger, the founder of the Raw Music Festival. J-Bone, thank you so much for just being here and chatting with me.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here, and I'm excited to talk about the Raw Music Festival.
Yeah, so let's kind of dive right in. What is the Raw Music Festival?
Okay, so the Raw Music Festival is a one-day event that has taken place for 3 years now at Flamingo Lake RV Resort in Jacksonville, right off of 295. We feature live music, food trucks, vendors. We have quite a few different activities for kids, a bounce house, bungee jump. There's even some golf cart rides. And it is basically a charity event to raise awareness with music and also to raise funds for our charities that we support.
Okay, hence what RAW stands for, raising awareness.
Right. RAW stands for Raising Awareness with Music. That's right. So RAW means Raising Awareness with Music. And we're raising awareness. Our primary charity that we support is we're trying to raise awareness for multiple sclerosis, also known as MS. And so we're raising awareness for MS, and we also try to make financial donations to the MS Foundation. That's our primary organization that we try to support, the MS Foundation. We also support the MS Association of America as well. But MS Foundation is our primary charity event, charitable organization that we support.
Okay, so it's really encouraging to hear we can go out and have fun, but also know that we're going to be supporting a really incredible foundation. So for those of us who don't know what MS is, can you give us a debrief on that, J-Bone?
Sure, I can tell you a little bit about it. So it is a disease that affects the nervous system, and there are millions of people worldwide and in the United States that are affected with it. And it is something that has varying degrees or varying conditions. And again, I have not experienced it myself, but I'm just trying to support it. But there are some people that are able to deal with their particular condition much better than others. And then there are many that are affected to the point that they're in a wheelchair. And it can have quite a few complications in your life, and it can be even worse than that. But we have some great organizations that provide support here in this area, and we've been thankful to be able to connect with those and to provide some help for those people in need.
So that's what we're going to be supporting when we decide we want to be and attend the Raw Music Festival. So when is this happening and where?
Okay, well, so this year we had to switch to a virtual festival, unfortunately. However, I am excited that we at least did come up with some option, given the state of everything with the COVID crisis. Like I said, for 3 years we've had the event, physically had the event at Flamingo Lake, but this year we were having to go virtual. And so the event is going to look a little different this year, but it will be live streamed and also some pre-recorded performances and a few things happening that will be on the Raw Music Festival Facebook page. So it will all be going through there. The Raw Music Festival Facebook page is pretty easy to find. In addition to that, there is a fundraiser on Facebook. It just says Raw Music Festival for MS Foundation, and that fundraiser will go through the end of this month. And so anyone who wanted to support the festival can tune in and watch some videos on September 26th. That whole weekend, actually, we'll be uploading videos. And then if you want to make a donation, you can make a donation at any time on that Facebook page, and that money goes directly to the MS Foundation.
Like 100% of the proceeds.
Absolutely. None of it goes to me. It all goes directly to MS Foundation.
What does it look like to attend a virtual concert?
Well, it is certainly different. Being a musician myself, and I love going to concerts. I love to see events and going to see music bands live. Whenever we watch it live, we try to have some multiple camera angles, and we have several different bands, and we just upload those videos throughout the weekend. And sometimes I've got some of my bands that are going to give me one or two songs, and then other bands that will provide even more than that. And you just tune into Facebook, and you can watch those videos at any time. They'll be uploaded on that weekend, but you'll be able to watch them at any time on the page.
J-Bone, we were talking about this off-air. I'm extremely jealous of your voice. It's incredible. And then to top it off, you said you're a musician, and you're going to be performing for the Raw Music Festival. So what's the shift looking like for you as a performer, since you're not going to have an audience that you can vibe off of? How's that going to be?
Right. Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment about my voice.
And, yeah.
I do the best I can. So as a performer, it is different, not having much of an audience there. So I like to jokingly say that I'm playing for the sound guys. So we will have a sound team there running sound for us, and they're going to be recording the event, of course, so we can upload it. And I try to put a smile on their face. They're the only guys there, so we're hoping to entertain them. We do the best we can. And also knowing that we're doing it for a bigger purpose than just, you know, playing music. Although I love playing music, I love that we're giving back in some way, and we're trying to raise awareness for MS and hopefully raise a little bit of money for the MS Foundation.
So cool. And again, I have the privilege of chatting with J-Bone, the founder for the Raw Music Festival, raising awareness with music. And like you said, y'all are going to be raising awareness for multiple sclerosis, MS. And you super briefly said when you were explaining what MS is, you haven't experienced it yourself, but you're trying to support it. So J-Bone, my question is, like, why are you so emotionally involved with this program specifically if you haven't experienced it yourself?
Well, that's a good question. I actually didn't really know anything about multiple sclerosis up until about 10 years ago. And my wife, Tracy, was diagnosed with MS around 10 years ago, and we learned very quickly quite a bit about it. Not being able to do much else for her as she learned how to deal with her condition, I thought, well, maybe I can do something to give back. I'm a musician, and I know how to do concerts and events, so we kind of just put together a concert. This has been 4 years ago. We did our first one, our first festival, and I just thought it was a way I could give back. So I'm glad to do that, and I'm proud to say that it has been effective. We're raising awareness for MS, and we've also raised a fair amount of money for the MS Foundation and the MS Association of America. And I'm glad to say also that Tracy is doing really well. She's learned how to deal with her disease. She found her own path, and she is doing very, very well. She is actually just in great health, doing fantastic.
It's so cool because I think all of us know somebody who's struggling with something that we're not, and oftentimes we feel like, man, we want to help, but I don't really know how because I'm not walking through it like you are, but we can walk through it in this way. So what a cool opportunity to support those with MS by just listening to music.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that people want to listen, first of all, and that they want to support. And I'm so thankful that the bands that we have, many of the bands that performed at the festival, including this year virtually, have been with us from the first year, and they want to continue to help. And they know it's a charitable event, and they just keep wanting to come back. So these bands have been very helpful. In addition, and most of those are local bands, they're Jacksonville bands and in Camden County, which is where I live in Georgia. But also my sound team, I mentioned them, those production guys, they do all the hard work. The company I use is called Fusion Light and Sound, and I'm paying them barely anything because it's a charity event, and they just keep wanting to help me every year. And I can't thank them enough and all the people that come out and attend. For example, last year, our festival at Flamingo Lake, we had over 1,000 people in attendance at the event at Flamingo Lake over the course of the day, and we donated more money than we ever have to the MS Foundation, and so I would call that definitely a success. We raised awareness with music for MS, and I'm just so thankful that people want to be involved.
Yeah, because at first I was like, well, how can you raise awareness for a medical issue through music? But I'm assuming you kind of go on stage, you chat about it, you let people know why they're gathering together.
That's right. I go up there and I use my radio voice, and I talk to the crowd about MS. And in addition, we have the support of a few doctors that are a part of the MS support group in the Jacksonville area, and they will speak as well, or they'll at least talk a little bit about it. And we have some support there from the MS Foundation, someone that can talk about it. One of the doctors that has been in Jacksonville area that has been so supportive is Dr. Adam Chaffetz. He's a doctor in Ponte Vedra, and he actually heads up the support group for MS in Jacksonville. He has been tremendously helpful. Every year, he's not only in attendance, but he provides some financial support and talks about it to everybody and gets people there. And also Dr. Silliman, who is at UF Health, and he is in the neurology department. He is an MS specialist. Dr. Silliman has been tremendously supportive, he and his wife, and they have also attended the event.
So, J-Bone, again, tell me when this music festival is happening and how we can get on board with it.
Sure. So, again, this year, fourth year, is going to be a virtual event, meaning it will be online on Facebook. And all you have to do is type in Raw Music Festival, and you should be able to find that. It is on September 26th, and again, this is our fourth annual event, and we look forward to having quite a few videos on there of music that you can watch, as well as some video messages. I mentioned Dr. Adam Chaffetz. He's got a little video message for us talking about the perspective from the doctor. My wife, Tracy, has a video that she's done that she'll have the perspective of the patient. And we're also trying to get a video from someone from MS Foundation so they can give us their perspective.
And just thank you so much for being such a great neighbor in our neighborhood, J-Bone.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at Jacksonville.radio. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Hi, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby. And North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in the community. And we finally have an event that we can chat about. Before, it's kind of been really neat nonprofits and organizations, but now we have an event. And we get to chat with Joy Hervey, the CEO, and she is heading up Celebrate Arlington. Joy, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Colby. Thank you for having me.
Okay, now tell me about this event, Celebrate Arlington. What is it?
So we were really looking to create a signature event to highlight everything that makes Arlington great. So this is a new community festival. It celebrates the past and envisions the future of Arlington, and it'll be all weekend long, September 25th through the 27th. We have a bunch of fun events planned, and we plan them in consultation with the health department to be really safe for everyone. So we have a couple of virtual events, including a virtual vision summit where we can get input from the community on what they would like to see in the future in Arlington. And then we have a virtual sock hop and award gala, which should be a lot of fun. And then we have two live events. One is a 5K on Saturday morning, and then we have a drive-in family picnic on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so this weekend is just going to be packed full of fun stuff. Now, it's focused on Arlington, so who kind of started this and kicked it off?
So it's being hosted by the Arlington 2020 Initiative, and that is a community partnership that was started in 2015. We are led by Impact Church and Revitalize Arlington, but the partnership includes a lot of partners from the public sphere, so folks with the city, with JSO, with our school district, and then we also involve our business community and churches that are in the community, as well as other nonprofits. So altogether, we have about 35 partners or more, and we've been blessed to win a couple of awards. So we won an award for our partnership from List Jacksonville earlier this year, and we also won a Hands-On Community Award from Hands-On Jacksonville a few years ago. So we've been working really hard to help bring economic development to Arlington, as well as some services that people need. One thing that folks may know about is our food pantry, which is called Arlington Market Pantry. We give food twice a month, and we've been operating for several years now in Regency Mall. So that's just one example of the things that we do to help Arlington residents, and really our reach is throughout the city.
And it's really cool that, I mean, initially we hear, oh, Celebrate Arlington, what a cool, fun event, but this is just one wing that Arlington 2020 has. There's so much more that y'all do.
Yeah, so the initiative created a 20-point plan when we started that covers 5 focus areas, including community empowerment, family strengthening, housing development, workforce development, and economic development. And so we've been working in partnership with some huge efforts in our community, including the Renew Arlington CRA, which is approved by the City Council to help funnel tax revenue into infrastructure in Arlington. So that was a big win for us. We also helped to get a zoning overlay approved for our commercial corridor, and that just helps businesses look better and attract more consumers, and it also helps us attract new businesses. And so overall, we've seen more than $326 million in private investment come into Arlington over the course of the 6 years that we've been operating. And then the city has also invested a huge amount in our parks and our infrastructure. So we have some great projects that are going on now, partly as a result of people coming together to really push hard to make Arlington great again.
I love that. But you don't just have to be a resident of Arlington to hop on board and support y'all or even attend these events.
No, you don't. So we are really reaching out to everyone who hears about this to come and just have fun. So the festival does benefit improvement projects in Arlington parks and neighborhoods, but we've tried to design something that's just fun for people. I know this is a time that's been really difficult, and it's tough to not be able to get out and interact with folks. And so we really just wanted to do something that would not just spotlight Arlington, but be something fun for our families to participate in, and not expensive. So we have a couple of free events, including our drive-in family picnic, which is Sunday the 27th, and that's from 3 to 6 p.m. in the parking lot of Regency Mall. And folks are invited to come. They'll stay in their cars, but we'll give a free cookout lunch.
Oh my gosh.
And we'll have some entertainment on the stage so they can hear some music and some spoken word. We'll have a DJ out there. So we really wanted to do something that was safe but also a lot of fun for people, and it'll be different.
And that's happening the same time that Celebrate Arlington is happening. So I kind of want to talk about this festival starting from, I guess you said, the virtual sock hop, right?
Yeah, so the first event is at Friday, the 25th. We're doing a virtual 2020 Vision Summit, and so that's a Zoom event. And that'll be an opportunity to hear from our panel of distinguished community developers from all over the country. And then on the next day, that Saturday morning, we'll have our 5K. So the 5K will start and end at the College Park Shopping Center that was formerly the Town and Country. And so we're inviting folks to come out. They don't have to run it. They can walk. And we also have a virtual option. So if folks just really don't feel comfortable around a bunch of people, they can sign up for the virtual race, and they can do that whenever and wherever they want. And then Saturday evening is our virtual sock hop and awards gala. We'll be live streaming that from our Facebook page for folks. They can purchase a VIP package that includes a meal as well as a kit to make the signature mocktail that we'll be doing with Wild Crafters that night. We'll have the Chris Thomas Band. We'll have some dancers. And it's that sock hop theme. So if they want to, they can even dress up in their best period costume from the 50s and 60s. And then on Sunday, we're going to wrap it all up with the drive-in family picnic. And that's at Regency Mall in the parking lot. And that's from 3 to 6 p.m. on Sunday. So we have events for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And where is this located? Tell me one more time, Joy.
Sure. So the 5K is going to be at the College Park Shopping Center, which is the Old Town and Country right there at University Boulevard and Arlington Expressway. And then the picnic is going to be at Regency Mall in the parking lot. And folks can get more information and they can sign up by going to our website, which is arlington2020jax.org, or they can give us a call at 904-339-5125, and we'll be happy to help them get registered for any events. Even the free events, we're asking that folks go online and register just so we know how many folks are planning to attend.
It's super encouraging just hearing how much love is being poured into Arlington, not just now, but it sounds like really over the past couple of years. So what progress have you been able to see throughout Arlington since Arlington 2020 kicked off?
Yeah, so we've seen a bunch of new investment in Arlington. So I think that anybody who drives by is able to see that we added nearly 1,000 new housing units in Arlington. So we have some new single-family homes. We have some new multifamily apartments that are going up in Arlington. If you drive along University Boulevard, you'll see some new commercial activity. So the Town and Country was purchased and is being renovated into the College Park Shopping Center. You'll see some public art projects. So there is a huge one. We'll be doing a ribbon cutting of that huge mural that faces Arlington Expressway. We'll do a ribbon cutting right after the race next Saturday. And we also have some public art murals that we've put up in Warrington Park. So there's progress all over. We've been able to serve about 500 neighbors a month through our food pantry. And that's families. So each one of those families represents at least 4 people. So we're really excited about what we've been able to accomplish and want to celebrate that. So that's why we're calling this Celebrate Arlington. We really want to celebrate folks coming together to make a difference in the community.
And it's really neat because obviously y'all did not just do this by yourselves. Are there volunteer opportunities available for people who just feel really connected to Arlington and want to hop on board and help it kind of persevere and grow even more?
Yes, definitely. So we invite folks to go to weareimpact.com/serve, and they can see a listing of all of our volunteer opportunities there. We actually still need volunteers for the drive-in picnic if folks want to come out and help with that. And then we always are looking for volunteers for our food distributions on the first and the third Saturdays of the month. So we have one coming up actually this coming Saturday. And so there are always opportunities to come and help. And we do want to highlight our sponsors. So we have about 15 sponsors for this festival. Can't read them all off now, but they include JU, Dedicated Senior Medical Center, Tom Bush Family of Dealerships, the Community Foundation, List Jacksonville, BBIF. So we have a bunch of folks who are coming together to help make this happen.
Well, Joy, tell us one more time the best way to get in contact with y'all, whether it's to kind of pre-register for Celebrate Arlington or to start volunteering and help more.
Sure. So folks can call us at 339-5125, or they can go on our website, and that's arlington2020jax.org.
Great. Joy, thank you so much for being such a great neighbor in our neighborhood.
Thank you so much, Colby. We appreciate everything that you do, and thanks for this opportunity.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week, and if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio.
You
can't seem to get away from the bad news. So here's some good news for a change.
An 11-year-old boy from Nigeria just went viral after a video of him doing ballet in the rain was put on the internet. The boy said his dream is to become a professional ballet dancer, and that just might happen now. The right people saw the video, and the young boy was offered a scholarship to the American Ballet Theater. And on top of that, someone offered to pay for his entire formal education. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified, CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25 and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's JOIN to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
A dream bathroom's not only real, it's possible during the Home Depot Days of Doing Bath event. With new low prices on Moen and Pfister faucets, vanities from as little as $159. Plus, get up to 40% off all online bath essentials, as well as free delivery for online vanities. So stop dreaming. Restore your space with savings on top brands at homedepot.com/bath. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Valid through September 27th, U.S. only.
Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Hi, and welcome to North Florida neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in the community. And all month I've been preaching that September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And with that, we've been able to kind of unravel the home team who's conveniently located in our neighborhood. And we're going to do that again today. We're going to chat with an amazing member of the home team, Diane Boyle, the executive director for Ronald McDonald House. Diane, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you, Colby. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning. So first, there's so much to the home team to begin with, but can you kind of unravel with who the home team is?
Yes, the home team is a partnership of the pediatric hospitals here in Jacksonville, the J Fund, pediatric hospitals that are Wolfson Children's Hospital, and the Morris Specialty Clinic, Proton Therapy,
And also the supporting organizations of the J Fund, the Childhood Cancer Fund, and Dreams Come True, and of course the Ronald McDonald House.
And it's cool because with this kind of collaboration of teams, there's nobody like the Ronald McDonald House in it.
Thank you. Yes, and we are the newest member.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And we help support families that face the challenge of a cancer diagnosis of their child.
And Diane, how do you support these families? If y'all aren't a hospital, you're not a Dreams Come True organization, what do you guys do?
No, we're not any of those. Colby, the Ronald McDonald House is a very special place. We are located right across the street from the hospitals, from Wilson Children's Hospital and the Moores Children's Specialty Clinic. And we're located across the street for an important reason, so that families can have access to world-class pediatric health care for their child. Importantly, what we are is a home away from home. We're a home away from home where families are provided lodging, meals, transportation back and forth to the hospital, and very importantly, we provide a community of compassionate care that supports the families emotionally.
Now, this is just incredible because not only are these families going through what most of us have never dealt with, a child having cancer, but now there's a financial burden tied to that. So that's where the Ronald McDonald House comes in.
Yes, absolutely. These are families whose lives have changed in one moment in time when they've received a cancer diagnosis for their child. And there is the overwhelming burden of finding the best pediatric cancer care possible, but also there's a financial burden. And that financial burden of access to health care and where will the family stay and how will the meals be provided and their laundry done and all of the basics of living. And that's where the Ronald McDonald House comes in. And we take care of all of the basics and the essentials of living so parents can concentrate on the health care of their child and be there emotionally for them and have a very safe and protected place to stay.
Diane, I want to take it back a little bit because this idea and just the whole concept is brilliant. I mean, I think as residents of Jacksonville, we forget that people come from all over the state, all over the country, all over the world to see our hospitals. But for those people, they can't afford these hotels and things like that. So what was the initial, hey, we need to start this? When did that happen? How did this get developed?
Yes, it started about 50 years ago in Philadelphia. The very first Ronald McDonald House was started right across the street from Philadelphia Children's Hospital. And it was a player from the Philadelphia Eagles at the time who had a child who was diagnosed with leukemia. And his wife needed to be near the hospital so that they could be with their child. And it was one of the physicians at the hospital, Dr. Evans, and it was the Philadelphia Eagles who made the early contributions to purchase a brownstone in Philadelphia and start the first Ronald McDonald House. And that has evolved to the Ronald McDonald House system globally, now serving over 9 million children a year. And 365 chapters across the world. 185 here in the United States, and right here in Jacksonville, we serve over 1,500 families a year. Very much like the hospitals, our families come from the state of Florida. They stay with us from 21 states in the United States and 14 foreign countries. And they come to Jacksonville because in Jacksonville can be found some of the finest pediatric cancer care anywhere.
This is crazy. I mean, obviously everything had to start somewhere and it happened to start in Philadelphia. And now you guys aren't just in Philadelphia or even in the country. Y'all are literally all over the world.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Do you think that was a vision at one point, or were you guys kind of I mean, this is good for now. We'll make do. Or was that always the end goal?
Well, I think initially Ronald McDonald Houses opened across the street from every major children's hospital in the United States. And because they served the children with the most complex diagnoses and more long-term patients. And that just grew in the United States, and now you can find a Ronald McDonald House near every major children's hospital in the United States. And the concept just grew globally based on need, based on the fact that parents need to be near a child when they are sick for long-term stay. And what the Ronald McDonald House provides is the ability for the family to stay together. So in many cases, it's just not the mom and dad, but the siblings stay with us. And our programs inside the Ronald McDonald Houses have grown to accommodate that. So here in Jacksonville, we have built a learning center inside of our Ronald McDonald House. We have playgrounds, we have playrooms, we have a rooftop garden and a theater room. And we've made it truly a home away from home where families can stay for one or two nights, or they can stay for 2 months or 3 months. We've had a family stay with us for a year recently. But we provide the basic needs of a family. Importantly, what also happens in a Ronald McDonald House is that families meet other families who are on the same journey that they are on. Other children, children with cancer diagnoses, that a bald-headed child is something commonplace in a Ronald McDonald House, and there's comfort in feeling that kind of normalcy.
It's so incredible. When I was younger, I had to have spinal surgery, and we went out of state for it. My family and I went to Missouri, and my mom mentioned, hey, we might have to stay at a Ronald McDonald House because I was there for 4 months. And I had no idea what this was. I mean, obviously, the name to a 10-year-old corresponds with McDonald's. So I was very excited. But thankfully, we had family there and we stayed with family. But I cannot imagine if we didn't have family. But thankfully, people don't even have to think like that because of the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And oftentimes to come to Jacksonville for the type of cancer care a child will receive, families don't have family here or friends that they can stay with, especially if they're traveling from outside the country or really even within the state of Florida. And we are here for them. We are here for all families who need to come to Jacksonville for treatment.
Right. And you named all these fun things, home away from home, but honestly, my home does not have a theater or a playground. So the Ronald McDonald House sounds so much more fun. So what does it look like for either parents or a family to come stay with you guys?
Well, when a family comes to stay with us, one thing we've made sure is that we have expanded our social media, and a mom or a dad can go online and have an understanding of what we look like before they even come. And they'll understand the amenities of the Ronald McDonald House here in Jacksonville and what life might look like for them there and what to expect. That's very important because there is so much uncertainty at the beginning of this journey for families. We see this when families come in, and we focus on really providing a great deal of emotional support. Our family services staff knows every family that is here, and relationships are developed, and the family knows that they will be well taken care of here. And also very importantly is that it's a very secure facility. Mm. And that's at the top of most lists of moms and dads who come to stay with us. They will ask us that question. Is it safe? Absolutely. And oftentimes one parent needs to stay home. Oftentimes I have to say it is the dad who stays home. And mom is coming with their child or maybe the sick child or a sibling. And safety and security is high on the priority list.
I think you nailed it when you said everything is already so uncertain. There's so much unknown And the Ronald McDonald House has a position to be like, hey, at least this is going to be constant for you while you're here. At least we can be a stability.
Yes, absolutely. We will be here for you. We will provide for you. We will provide, you know, the basics of what you're going to need to live here, and also this incredible emotional support. And we will be here at the end of the day when you come back. And we even have a facility dog by the name of Reed. And Reed is a very important part of our program here. Children come back to see Reed at the end of the day. And we also, in the past 2 years, have brought in Chef Vernetta. And Chef Vernetta is a very important person here. And everyone loves Chef Vernetta. And she will teach. We have cooking classes. And she helps moms learn how to prepare nutritious meals for their children, or meals that children will be more apt to eat coming out of treatments like chemotherapy and radiation when it's very difficult to recover from those types of treatments. So Chef is an important part to our Ronald McDonald family here, and that's exactly what it feels like. A family comes to stay here, and now they've stepped inside a larger family of the Ronald McDonald House, and we consider ourselves a family.
Well, I'm hearing all these really cool things that the Ronald McDonald has to offer, and I can't help but think, like, this is expensive. So do families pay to stay with y'all?
No, a family can stay here without any payment. We will ask for a donation or make a request for a donation. We'll never ask a second time.
Wow.
If a family would like to make a donation, that's fine. If they don't, that's fine too. The funds raised here at the Ronald McDonald House are raised locally in Jacksonville. And all those funds go to support the operation of our house.
Now, what kind of local fundraisers do you guys have? Because it sounds like it takes a lot of money.
Yeah, well, our local fundraisers, we have three major fundraising events during the year. We have a gala every May, and we have a golf outing. And at the end of the year coming up, we have three events that are clustered in 1 week. We have a Deck the Doors event where light bulbs are sold to surround every single bedroom door here at the Ronald McDonald House. And we have a Light Up the House where our house is one of the electrical companies in town, American Electrical, comes and they light up our house. It looks like Disney World. And we will have a Light Up the House night where we just invite the community to come and celebrate the holiday season. And we have a virtual 5K this year, the first Saturday in December. So those fundraising events are important to us for the operation of the house. And also we have wonderful, generous donors in Jacksonville, individual corporate donors, foundations, and, you know, that diversified portfolio of giving is what supports the Ronald McDonald House. Along with, I have to say, 4,000 incredible volunteers from the community who are friends of our house and help us operate such a large facility. It's 65,000 square feet.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yes, we're a very big operation, 53 bedrooms. And that's based on need. That's based on the growth of pediatric medicine here in Jacksonville, and our physicians treating children with who are critically ill and have more complex diagnoses. So, in many cases, we're a long-term facility. That's not to say some families just don't come for one or two nights for testing or shorter treatments. But we expanded 4 years ago, and we are here to provide for any family who needs to come to Jacksonville for pediatric health care.
With all that, like, for me, it's so encouraging to hear that you have such solid support from the community, like, not only financially, but with their time and effort. The fact that you guys have 4,000 volunteers. And again, I get the privilege of chatting with Diane Bull, the executive director for the Ronald McDonald House. And Diane, this is a question I have wanted to ask ever since I was little. Where did you guys get your name?
Well, I think originally the name came from Ronald McDonald, who was the who really was the symbol of McDonald's, the McDonald's restaurant when it first opened up. Before all the other characters came on board, like Hamburglar and there was the clown, there was Ronald McDonald, and so the first house they named the Ronald McDonald House. And for many years, Ronald McDonald would make his rounds every day in on the pediatric floors and in hospitals, or would visit all of the pediatric hospitals in the major cities.
And it just stuck.
Well, we don't have our clown anymore here in Jacksonville. I think there's more than that are kept nationwide. But unfortunately, because the clown brought a lot of happiness to a lot of children.
And the Ronald McDonald House has, you guys are the newest member of the home team. So what has that partnership looked like, and how has it kind of efficiently affected both of y'all?
Oh, I think the Home Team Jax is making a tremendous impact here in the community of Jacksonville, raising awareness for pediatric cancer. Certainly this month of September, and throughout the year. And it's just, we feel honestly we're privileged to be a part of this team. To support the hospitals and what they do, and certainly to work with the J Fund and Childhood Cancer Care and Dreams Come True, because in supporting families it takes a lot of different types of organizations to help them get through the journey that they're on.
And like I said at the very beginning, all these organizations that team up together are so different, and you have so many different things to offer, and together you guys truly are a team. And now, kind of as we move forward, what do we have to look forward to with the Ronald McDonald House?
Well, the Ronald McDonald House, we have to look forward to is increasing our, I think, our footprint in the city of Jacksonville. We are providing meals over at Wolfson Children's Hospital to COVID families who can't go out and go to restaurants and get food on their own. So we're packaging up some of our food and we're delivering it there. We have developed an incredible learning center here. And we're looking to reach out beyond this learning center and bring some learning experiences to children who are in Wolfson Children's Hospital. We are also collaborating with the UNF's Taylor Leadership Institute in providing experiential learning experiences for college students, in helping them to become leaders and looking forward to what it would be like to work in the nonprofit sector. So we're reaching out beyond the walls of the Ronald McDonald House and connecting with the community.
Yeah, and I love that. And that's what North Florida Neighborhood is all about. And Diane, you super casually mentioned it, but I want to hear more about the virtual 5K that y'all are going to do in December.
Oh, we are so excited about it. This, of course, this is the first year it's going to be virtual, right?
Yes.
And based on necessity. And it's our Light Up the House 5K, December 5th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And we will be messaging all of this through social media and on our websites and signing up. And there will be peer-to-peer fundraising. And we are excited about making this a successful virtual 5K that will have T-shirts and swag bags. And we'd like to get this out into the community. It's been successful in the past. We have serious runners in our 5K. We have a lot of moms with strollers who will push strollers for the 1K. Our families in the house run in our 5K, and even people run with their pets. So it's truly a Ronald McDonald House type of a 5K that we're looking forward to.
And it's such a fun way for the community to get involved. And I want to know, what else can your community do to support you? Because y'all do so much for us.
Oh, thank you so much. The community can go to our website, which is rmhcjack.org, or you will find us on every social media outlet. And you can see the many ways in which you can either donate to us, or we always have wish lists listed there and items we need to help run our house, collecting pop tabs. There are just so many ways the community can help us in third-party fundraisers and supporting their own events. And, of course, what we have coming up is our big Deck the Doors celebration that we will launch in November, which was a tremendous success last year. We just started this, where people in the community purchase a $5 light bulb, and we hang them all over the house. And last year, we hung over 18,000 light bulbs in the Ronald McDonald House. And every light bulb has a message on it that someone from the community has written. And it's so heartwarming to walk around the Ronald McDonald House and to read the types of messages that people send to our families. And it's not, they mean so much to our families that some of our families actually take the paper light bulb down and take it home with them and keep it as a keepsake. So our Deck the Doors campaign is so important to us, and it's turned into a major fundraiser, and it's just so meaningful and impactful in so many ways.
And I like how you said this light bulb is $5, because I think sometimes when we think about nonprofits or financially supporting them, we totally back out because it seems like it would be too expensive. But you're saying you guys did 18,000 light bulbs, and we could easily contribute to that come November. Well, again, Diane, give me that website where we can learn more about the Ronald McDonald House and either support you financially or with our time, or just kind of pass your information along to somebody else.
Sure, absolutely. It's www.rmhcjacksonville.org.
Okay, well, Diane, thank you so much for being such a great neighbor in our neighborhood and the neighborhood of the world all around.
Oh, thank you, Colby. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to speak about this organization that I can speak for everybody here. This is we feel privileged to work here, and we feel privileged to serve our family and the community of Jacksonville.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, @jacksonville.radio.